And this is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large. And most Wednesdays, I go next door to the Harold and Blanche Cox News Studio, where I meet Timothy Dennis to talk about music. How are you, Timothy?
I'm good. Is it Wednesday already?
It is. It is.
Well, love it or hate it, Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue is here.
Officially started today.
Officially today. And music gets underway with the festival tonight. The main stage gets underway with bluegrass and folk tonight at 5:30, starting with the Squarshers.
Yes. I love the Squarshers.
I do, too. I don't know a single person who likes bluegrass around here that doesn't like the Squarshers. So they start at 5:30. They're followed on the main stage by Arkansas at 7:30.
I love Arkansas.
I do too.
Risk sounding crew. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. Well, slip out the back, Jack, and make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be Coro. Well, listen to me. Hop off the bus, Gus. You don't need to Gus Bus.
So far, we're 2 for 2.
And we're going to be 3 for 3 because Mountain Sprout closes down the stage tonight at 9:30.
And that's just a really good show.
Yeah. Well, and those three together are really, right. They really meld together well.
I'm pretty sure they've probably played the same stage together, but I can't think of the time.
I can't think of it either, but I know they have.
But just in case they never do again, here's your shot.
Exactly. So that's tonight at the main stage during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. Tomorrow, it's a little bit more of a bluesy affair. Gary Hutchison, he starts the main stage tomorrow at 4 o'clock. He's followed by Funk Factory at 5:30. Oreo Blue starts at 7:30, and then Earl and Them closes it all down tomorrow night, starting at 9:30.
I love this because in these first two nights, you're kind of getting this nearly Hall of Fame parade of great bands from the Arkansas River Valley and Northwest Arkansas.
Which really, it's not just the first two nights. I mean, there's some of that scattered throughout the entire festival. So on Friday night, the main stage, it starts at 3 with Lee and the Mojo Doctors.
All right.
And then that's followed by Vintage Pistol at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
After Vintage Pistol, they're followed later in the evening at 6:30 with The Uncrowned Kings.
Right.
Hot Licks, that's L-I-X, at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason D. Williams closes Friday night at 10:30.
Always a great show.
Then on the final day of the festival, Saturday, the main stage starts at 2 o'clock with Mr. Lucky. Then Divas on Fire takes the stage at 4:30.
Children, they're tired of taters and beans. I said, food for your soul, child's all you really ever need. Mama knows, 'cause I've been down a time.
Then at 6:30, there's another chance to catch Arkansas. The mixtapes go on at 8, and then the final show on the main stage will be Dead Metal Society at 10:30 p.m.
And is all of this free?
I believe so.
And check the website. You can be on Dixon Street and hear it.
Exactly.
Even if you can't get into the parking lot.
You can hear the music for free. We'll put it that way.
I tell you what, before the end of the show, we'll check on that.
There we go.
Okay.
If you're looking for something that doesn't involve motorcycles or large crowds of people, there are a few other things happening in the next couple days.
All right.
Handmade Moments is going to be at Stage 18 in downtown Fayetteville Friday night.
All right.
You had them in the studio last week.
Yeah.
It's been turned off. You can get up and walk around, find the one you love. Time to join the Mile High Club. This old plane is going down. This old plane is going down, going down.
That's splendid people.
Very splendid people. It's a bare guitar show. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $15. Then Saturday night, there's an kind of an orchestral rock show at Black Apple Crossing. It's a band called Community Center. They're from the border area of Maryland and Connecticut.
All right.
And they've been on tour throughout the South and Southeast U.S. for the past couple months. That show is from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, Black Apple Crossing in downtown Springdale.
So a weekend where you can see some of your local favorites or a band you probably have never seen live before.
And may not get another chance to see.
I like that choice.
All right.
Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle.
Slow down even if I tried, and I had a good job, left it all behind. Now I sleep on floors and I don't get paid, and I dream of things that are years away, but I'm not tired of the road, and I'm not tired of you.
Back in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio now, and we have checked the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue website. No admission listed for the music Timothy mentioned at the festival.